Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Today, we have another special guest. Now, if you're listening or you're coming from the other episode, you know we had guests, so you know the rules. You got to put pants on again. You know, we want our guests to feel comfortable, not weird out. Now, I pulled some special strings for you all because I got someone that's not from America. This person's foreign. They've seen things that we don't know about. They have probably seen the corners of the world that are beautiful, and there are other things that I don't know of. But today, they're here to tell you about them. Would you mind introducing yourself?
Hi, my name is Maria Fernanda. Actually, my whole name is Maria Fernanda Martinez Noguera. Too long, so ooh. I usually just go by Faye. I'm from Mexico, and I moved here in 2016. I started my associate's degree at Lewis and Clark in 2018. And I'm finally graduating this December, which means like this week, AKA this week.
So, you know, before we, you know, we move on to the meat and gristle of things. So how does it feel to get ready to graduate?
Well, it's like a huge achievement, especially like this year because of COVID and everything. Even like without that, even without a pandemic going on, I think it's just something big and something I'm very proud of.
Okay. So I guess I'll have to hit you with this. So me and the team, we did some research on you, and we want to know about this comment that you made back in 2017. I'm joking. No, everyone, she didn't say anything wrong.
I was like, oh my gosh, what?
No, but no, I did do a little snooping around, and I'm going to ask, are you some type of model?
No. No, not at all. Okay. I do like taking pictures and all that kind of stuff. I'm really into fashion too, but no, I'm not a model. I will not have a problem being one, though.
I mean, now, you have the, you know, the attitude and the look for it, so I just assume because, so... And I do this to all my guests. I usually, especially if I know them, I go and do a little bit more research on them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I creeped around your Facebook and I was like, she's a model. Okay, that's cool. Okay, so that'd be a nice little question to throw in there and ask and, you know, kind of stir the pot up. But
yeah, of course. But no, I'm not. As I said, like, I will have, like, no problem being one. But no, right now, I'm more focused on graphic design.
Okay. So I guess I could go on a little bit more banter, but I know you probably have like a busy schedule. So we're just going to, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it is a busy week. I'm finally done tomorrow, but I do have like some big projects tomorrow. But no, I'm happy to be here and to be helping you with this.
Well, no problem. We're happy to have you here as a guest on your show, you know, and I would love it. And honestly, you don't know, it's more of an honor for me to have you on here because you're a graduate. I've been here since the beginning of 2017. So to know someone that's actually leaving and not been prolonging it and trying to figure a way to stay, kudos to you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for getting out of there. It took me almost half a decade to leave, unfortunately, but I'm going to leave, ladies and gentlemen. You all miss me, and you'll miss her. You'll miss everything. So I guess let's get to the first question. So what made you want to join the Bridge?
Well, I remember that I wasn't really aware that I will need to make an internship before graduating for these associates. I thought that will be just be like after a 4-year degree. So at some point I was checking my classes for my last semester and I realized that one of them is like my internship. So I talked with my instructors and everything and they offered me to work at Bridge. Of course they mentioned that I could just find somewhere else. Then it could be like, I could just like work for free or something. But I think that It was the right decision to stay just at school and at the bridge. I was able to get really like more involved with school stuff, and I really like that. I think I was able to see like a different face of Lewis and Clark. I really like studying there, but I was just able to see like a different part, and that was really nice. I really enjoyed that.
And if you don't mind letting the audience know, what do you do for the bridge, if you don't mind letting them know?
I was a graphic designer and web specialist. I was in charge of the website of publishing just all kind of stories that were ready. About the magazine, I did a lot of graphics, just featured images for stories, page layouts for the magazine. So I was kind of involved like in like everything, but I really was like in charge of the website. I was the one publishing everything.
Okay. I think the next thing we ask, okay, so where do you see yourself after Lewis and Clark?
That's a really good question. I actually won an award, GEO award at SIUE, which is like a scholarship. So I'm still having like a hard time about what's next. I mean, I could just transfer to SIUE, and with this award slash scholarship, like it's a really big help, talking about like money. But I'm still like not sure if that's what I'm doing. If I'm not doing that, probably I will apply for an OPT, which is an optional practitioner training. It's a special permit that I can get to be able to work for another 12 months here to gain experience, and then I will have to go back to Mexico.
And now you mentioned that you're from Mexico. Now, and obviously everyone knows you have family there, you know, but let me ask this question. So I know this is a little bit off the beaten path, but do you miss Mexico more, or would you rather stay here? Like, you have to choose between both of them. Would you rather stay here or go back home?
It's hard. I mean, I have been here almost 5 years, so that's a lot. I really get used to just like life in here, you know. Of course, like from Mexico, I really miss my family, my friends, food, just like culture. But I think that I'm totally aware that I could have a better life here. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think at some point I would like to stay here. Yeah.
Because I actually had a friend, well, in high school, I had a friend that was foreign, and they were from Bulgaria? I think they said Bulgaria. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And they was like, I like it here, but I miss home. So, I mean, it's interesting to hear from someone who's not from here, from America, yeah. And, you know, they'd be like, yeah, I like it here, but I like home better, you know, and yeah, I never had, I've had Mexican food, but I never had like, you know, like how you probably had like your...
I know. That's something that I get asked a lot. Like, does it really taste the same way? And I'm like, well, no, definitely it's not like the same. But I have to say that I do like the Mexican American food that I have found here. It's good too. Like, I like the flavor. It's not the same, but it's still like a good flavor. Yeah, I like it.
You haven't had anyone ask you, now the closest I've had to Mexican food was this restaurant. It's on the Beltline. You probably don't know where that is, but it's like heading towards Lewis and Clark. And they have like a different variety of meals there. And I think the only thing I had there was a taco, some rice, and...
Where's the taco?
It was just, you know, and it was like the restaurant is owned by a Hispanic family. So, you know.
Okay.
So it's really nice. I don't know if you ever saw, I can't think of the name of it. I know it's not El Mosco. I can't think of it, but it's a really nice restaurant. I know they're probably not open right now with, you know, COVID and,
right. Yeah.
You know, and everything. But yeah, when you were just talking about it, it just made me think about it. So, okay. A lot of people, you know, especially, you know, you work a lot, you handle a whole website. So what do you do to unwind after, you know, you've got done editing the website and, you know, you've done all this stuff for the bridge, you know, let us know what you do. Do you go hiking, even though you're not really supposed to, but.
Well, it's definitely like hard during this year to find things to do, to just like get a break from school. The thing is, I work too. Just sometimes I babysit. It's nothing like too bad, but sometimes I'm busy with that too. So usually when I'm like free, when I can like really kind of like do something different that is like not school or babysitting, it's over the weekend. And as I said, it has been kind of hard with COVID. But I have been able to meet a couple friends, just the one that I know that are like kind of careful about COVID and are not like going to bars or stuff all the time. I really enjoy going hiking. Yeah, actually you just mentioned that and I really like that. Just try new food, like new restaurants. I know that right now you cannot like dine inside, but at least just like outside, it's cold. I just had Mexican 2 days ago and it was outside, like outdoor seating. And yeah, it was really cold, but it was still good. The food was good. It's more like trying to see some friends, hiking, doing picnics at Forest Park. I like going to St. Louis side. Just that easy, simple kind of stuff.
So, and this is kind of an off-brand question, but it's not really off-brand. So, like, the stuff that you do here, like, what did you do for fun back home?
Well,
now I have to remind you, it has to be PG. It can't be like anything off the wall. Like, we used to go into the city and go buck wild, you know. So.
Well, so I'm from Acapulco, Mexico. So it is for those who do not know, it's a pretty tourist place. It's all the way like in the south of Mexico and it's exactly at the beach. So going to the beach was like my kind of everyday thing. I live like 5-10 minutes from the beach. So that was something that I will do a lot. With my friends, I used to go to malls, to the movies. Of course, when I was like 18, in Mexico, the drinking age is 18. So I used to go to clubs. That was really fun. But yeah, kind of the same thing, except like hiking, because there's not a lot of hiking places in Acapulco. It's more like beach stuff.
Okay. You know what? I've never actually heard of, well, see, the thing is, like, I'm more of a homebody. And actually, 2020 was supposed to be the year that I actually go to a different, like, state, country, and all that. And then COVID came around, was like, yeah, no.
That is here, bro. Yeah.
Like, no, you can't go anywhere. No, stay home. It's okay. You know, stay home. Get big. Get fat. It's okay. Like, no one's going to see you. Unfortunately, that didn't work out either. So, well, it's funny that, you know, we talked about travel because the next question is, if you could go anywhere right now, where would you go?
Oh, that's an easy question. Mexico, of course.
Well, you know, I mean, well, I figured you would say, you know, go back home. I mean, like, because I know you said, you mentioned that you were going to Florida, you know, and...
Yeah, there's still a chance. It's still a maybe because we will go driving because we don't want to go through airports and all that exactly because of COVID. So, yeah, that's not for sure right now, but hopefully.
Well, yeah, like by that question, it's not like, oh, go back home. Like, you know, would you go to Rio? Would you go to, Rio's not a good one, but.
Well, thinking about something, a different place.
Yes.
Like forgetting about that, I miss my family and everything from Mexico. Probably I would say somewhere in Europe, maybe Paris or Rome. I have never been in Europe and it is like a dream.
So when you say it's a dream, do you mean like that's like a place that you just like, because, okay, so like Paris is a really nice place. I'm trying to think what's the best example I can give. Like, in high school, we had another foreign exchange student that was from Paris, and she didn't too much like people too much. She didn't like American people. She thought that we were dumb. Every time she would say something mean about us, it would be in French. And unfortunately, for a little bit, I know a little French. I just know some of the bad words. And she called us a lot of not nice names. And I didn't know how to take that. But
well, you know. When I say I really want to go, it's not exactly like to be with the people there. It's more to visit places and, you know, yeah, it's not exactly like to be with the people or try to make friends there. I mean, I'm very friendly. I think so. I think Mexicans are very friendly. So, of course, I would love to make some friends in there, but it's mostly like to go and see the city and just like experience something different. Even if maybe I don't get along with the people, it will be a good experience to have.
And actually, so speaking of like people in groups and minorities, actually the next question, which I don't know if you've been, you know, watching the news lately, but apparently they have been trying to push the vaccine on minority groups such as ourselves on us. So my next question is basically is, how do you feel about the vaccine idea? Like, are you going to take it? Are you going to pass on it? Or are you just going to be like, no, I've been good. There's no point in me taking it.
You know, I think I'm open to take it. I think that right now the thing is that I'm going to be like one of the last groups that will be able to take it. Mm-hmm. I think all the COVID situation and vaccines and all that, it's kind of a delicate topic to talk about because people have just like so many different thoughts about this. For me, honestly, I will take it. I think at some point it will help to slow down a little bit like this pandemic. I don't think that it will totally stop it like from one day to another. So we will still need to be, I guess, careful, and we will need to still follow some restrictions, maybe. I don't know. If I go to Mexico, it's like a whole different story because right now I think the only people that will be able to take it is like people above 40. And we're not going to have like many vaccines. So like if I go to Mexico, I probably will not going to be able to take it until 2026, maybe.
Oh, that.
I mean, I was just like exaggerating, but I mean, kind of yes, kind of no.
I'm like, honestly, I don't know how to feel about it because, believe it or not, I actually caught COVID last week. And
okay.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And I don't look like half dead or anything. So, you know, my uncle, I had to go to my uncle's house for a while. And, my cousin in marriage came over there and he was sick. And, no one knew what he had until my uncle called me like last week and was like, hey, listen, I tested positive. You probably will get test positive. So I'm just sitting there like, nah, I probably don't need to. And then my mom was like, yeah, we need to go get tested. So luckily everybody that I was around came back negative. Unfortunately for me, I came back positive.
Yeah.
So, Friday is a very exciting day for me because that's when I'm allowed to go back outside.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm just like, yes, I get to leave the house. It's so exciting. So,
well, and how are you feeling? Like, did you feel like really bad at some point, or just like 2 days or something?
Honestly, it was just like a stuffy nose and like a mild headache, and like I was warm, but I didn't have any of the symptoms that like they because for those who don't know, if you do have COVID, they have a COVID contact responder that calls you every day. And
oh wow,
yeah, I mean they haven't called me the last couple of days. Thank God. You just don't know. It's really, really bad. And they ask you like questions like, you know, hey, how are you feeling today? Do you feel any soreness? Do you feel this? Do you feel that? Have you had extreme diarrhea? And I'm just like, no, what? You know, it's a whole mess. But honestly, I'm kind of still up on the fence about taking the vaccine, even though, you know, I tested positive. But honestly, I think I just had the flu for a little while. And
yeah,
because I didn't really like.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I have many friends and even family like here and in Mexico that tested positive at some point. And some of them are like, I'm fine after a couple of days. Some others are like, I was like in bed like for a whole week. I do have two people back in Mexico that actually had to go to the hospital and be there like for multiple weeks. So I don't know. It's just hard for me to have just like one thought about like all these, because for some reason it's really bad. For some people it's like bad. For some people it's like, oh, it was nothing. Some others it's like, I'm sure that test was wrong because I have nothing. So yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to take it easy as possible. So when the 18th comes, I can go outside, handle my business, and
oh yeah,
be done with it. So the next part is open discussion. And basically I'm just gonna ask you a question and, you know, you just tell me your best. So me knowing that now that you're from Mexico, I want to say a couple months ago was, and excuse me if I mispronounce it, Mayo de Cinco?
Cinco de Mayo?
Thank you. I'm so sorry. Were you still able to celebrate that here away from your family?
Well, Cinco de Mayo, it's a very interesting holiday that you guys have here that we do not celebrate in Mexico.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's not that we do not celebrate it. For us, it's just like a day off. So we do get like a day off and, you know, you just get like to relax or do whatever, go out with your friends. But that's all. Like here, you Americans make like a whole party, which I think is very interesting and funny, because it's not like our Independence Day or anything. It's not like a 4th of July for you guys here. Like our Independence Day is September 15th.
Okay.
So yeah, that was like, yeah, it is like part of the of history in Mexico, and we get the day off, but we don't make like any big parties. So actually I just celebrated Cinco de Mayo maybe twice while I have been here, and it's just like going to a Mexican restaurant, have margaritas, and you know, like that's all.
You know, and the reason why I asked that is that because from like I usually see like people leave like skull candies, or is it sugar skulls? I'm saying the right, sugar skulls.
Oh, you're talking about Dia de Muertos.
Thank you. I could not.
Which is like our, it's not the same at all, but it's, if you want to call it like our Halloween.
Okay.
Yeah, but that is a really beautiful tradition, I feel. It's usually November 1st and 2nd, and it's just like the day we like remember like all the people that already like left, that passed away at some point. And we like put food and candy and all the special dishes that they like to eat. And we believe that that day they come and they like join us for a little bit. before having to go back.
Were you I know probably not here, but were you able to still celebrate that a little bit?
No, not really. My family back in Mexico does that, but here, no. I do not do anything for those days.
I mean, the reason I ask that, because I know it must be like really hard being here away from your family while, you know, certain holidays going on, birthdays and things of that nature. So I try to keep that in mind with a lot of friends that I come in contact that are, you know, foreigners and they're not really from here. So, you know, I know there's, you know, I know you're probably going to be excited because you're probably going to be able to go home for Christmas.
No, not really.
Okay.
This will be like my fifth Christmas here. So yeah, I remember that. I think my second one was like the hardest one. I think the first one was like, ooh, I'm like kind of excited. It's my first Christmas here and that's okay. And it's snowing and this and that. So yeah, that was okay. I think the second one is when I was like, oh, I would like to be with my family. So no, I will not be able to go for Christmas, not just yet, hopefully soon. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to probably like next year being able to just be with my family. It's something that we really celebrate in Mexico, and it's a really family, big family day to be just like together.
Okay. You know, and I mean, well, I know you're probably, you know, you still get gifts down here too and stuff.
Yeah. Like
that, so.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
So the last thing is basically I go on Google and I just find different stuff to talk about on Google. So it's going to be real quick, I promise you. So
yeah, don't worry.
The first three things that are pop up on my, I don't know if you're a video gamer or not. So
not really. Honestly, not really.
So these three things won't interest you. So, well, are you a big tech person?
I will say I'm not like really big, but maybe I do know some stuff.
Are you a luchador fan? Are you into luchadors? Are you into the mass fighters or no?
No, not.
No. Wow.
You're going to be like, what's wrong with this girl?
Wow. I know you're into like movies and like superheroes and all that good stuff, right?
Yeah.
So okay. So I found one topic for you. You said not video games. So, I guess I'll just start with the first topic that pops up. So, I'm not sure if you're aware, but Spider-Man 3 with Tom Holland, it should be pretty much have all three of the original Spider-Man actors to come back. So Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and how do you feel about that? Like, is Spider-Man, like, you know, one of the movies you watch, or?
You know what? Yeah, I have definitely watched all the Spider-Man movies. I think that's going to be interesting. I'm not sure about it. I remember the first movies. I don't know how young I was, but I remember that was, like, something, like, really cool and everything. And, of course, like, with time, they came up, like, with a new one, and just a couple of years ago, they came up with the last one, and I did go to the movie theater to watch it, and that was good. Of course, I think, I don't know, like, about superhero movies, at some point when they just keep making, like, remakes, and I feel like at some point it's just, like, kind of boring. Probably I will go and watch it. I guess it's going to be, like, something different because they're going to be, like, all together again. But yeah, I don't know. I don't love when they have like 50 remakes of a movie.
And honestly, to be fair with you, I'm only a fan of the first Avengers movie, when they had like the cheap looking costumes and the cheap looking movies. As they kept getting more better and better production stuff, it was like the movies were more boring to me. So fun fact about me, I don't really watch movies or TV. Yeah, see, that, you know what? Your reaction is the best reaction that I've got from people. Usually when I tell people, oh, I don't watch TV or movies, they're like, what?
How did you do then?
Honestly, I believe it or not, I'm an artist, so most of my time goes to stuff like this, unfortunately.
Oh wow, that's amazing. No, I love it.
Thank you. And art stuff. So it's like there's no time to really sit down and watch stuff. And when I do get a chance to watch stuff, it's always something old that's already came out. And I'm sitting here like an old man, all excited, like, why no one ever told me about this? This is a thing. But mostly my TV that I do have usually stays on YouTube playing stuff in the background while I'm working on stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes on the PlayStation Network, it stays on that too. But usually I pretty much just do art and just paint and draw and color all day long. So.
Oh, no, and that's fine. I totally feel you. Like, I'm not a big TV girl at all. When I really have time, like almost never, like to watch a movie, I will try to find just something on Netflix. I mean, I honestly stopped paying for Netflix 2 months ago because I just realized that I never watch anything because I don't have time. Of course, there are a couple series that I just really like got into them, but I don't even like doing that because once I really get caught on a TV or a Netflix series, like I will want to watch like a whole series like in 2 days. So yeah.
So I guess we'll get into music. So I guess I know you're, you know, you party, so I know you got like music, you know. So I don't know if you're aware of the band BTS. Producer Pong Dog unpacks the process behind the Black Swan fire. So it was, I think it's their recent music video. Unfortunately, I'm an old man and I only know one song by them, and it's Dynamite. And that's the only song I know by them. Please, anyone that is a K-pop stan, don't witch hunt me. Please don't come after me. I am a poor soul. I don't know anything but one song by them. And that's it.
You know, about music is interesting. I really like all kinds of music. Of course, I'm really into Spanish music. Mm-hmm. So I do like to listen a lot of Spanish music. But besides that, in the car, I will just turn on just the radio and just listen whatever is like new, I guess. And that's how I stay with the new stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much all. I'm always like fine with whatever people is listening around me. Yeah.
Speaking of music, I'm not really a, I'm a big music guy. Sometimes it depends on what song, but I usually listen to a lot of classic hip hop and a lot of R&B. Sometimes it kind of helps me with drawing a little bit because it's like,
yeah, right.
And
it's not in the mood.
Yeah, you know. And I think the last song, because I haven't really listened to any music, the last R&B song I listened to, and I can't really say it on here due to the name. So, but just know it rhymes with something so good. Just know that. So it's by, I think it's Light Skin Keisha. And I can't remember his name, but basically just that. So, okay, we're going to move on to the next big thing. And then, wait a minute. Google might have something else. So, yeah, you're not in the games and we're not going to talk about that on here. or that. So, you know what? I'm just going to ask you a question off my brain. So, what is the one thing you miss most of all in this whole trip to America, you know, the values learned, the people you met along the way, the trials and tribulations? What's the one thing out of all that stuff that you miss from back home that you wish you could bring here?
Oh, that's hard. Because of course I miss like my family. Of course I miss like food. But I mean, I guess like food at some point, I did kind of like get used to the Mexican that we have in here, like the American Mexican that I have here. I will say it will be some culture. I mean, I'm not gonna talk like bad about any American people, of course.
I mean, hey, you can do that. Listen. If you want to call us sweaty McDonald eating Krispy Kreme donuts on our fingers, hey, I won't be mad at you. I don't think our guests will be mad at you because.
No, it's not about that. I just, I mean, at least in this side of United States, I think people is friendly. It is like more friendly than in other parts for sure. But it's just way different. I think back in Mexico, we are just like very kind and warm and even like more friendly people. And we just actually kind of like offer you like a real friendship. Here, I have met a lot of people that is like, oh wow, you're from Mexico, that's amazing. Like, yeah, I'm sure yeah, you don't like know many people here. Like, we should hang out like at some point. I'm like, oh yeah, like of course. And I will like never ever hear again from all that people. So I mean, like people
Say
is kind, people
hello.
is like nice, and they're like, oh yeah, like we should like go out, and then like that's all. I guess like maybe at my age, it's kind of hard. Like, people just have their friends from high school and they already have like their own circle. So I get it. You know, I have never been like, oh my gosh, now I hate Americans. Like, no, not at all. But maybe some of that, like that culture thing, I will like to have it here. I think that will make a big difference.
I will say this. I'm sorry that you got ghosted by people. But yeah, Americans, that's somehow becoming part of our culture that we ghost people. It's a bad thing. I try not to ghost people, but lately, a lot of people feel ghosted by me because I have been out of action and. So I now have to try to go back and fix all those relationships that are now messed up because I was sick and no one knew where I was at.
Well, you know, it's I'm sorry, it's just like my internet was bad. It's so interesting because I did kind of get that thing too about like ghosting people, and I hate that. You know, like I just realized that the other day that I kind of ghosted like some people, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's not me. Like that's not my culture.
Yeah, these darn Americans, they'll have you doing things their way. You can't, you next thing you know, you're going back home, you're using our slang and no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah.
But no, I highly doubt that they will, don't worry. Like once you get back around, your culture and you get back around, people who are nicer and familiar with you and trust me, like everything that you learned over here will be erased and gone because
Probably.
I myself, it's kind of sad that I try to pick up on other people's culture versus mine. I try to learn a little bit of everybody's individually.
Yeah, right.
I try to be a open person. Like when I see someone like not from here, I try to, like not pick their brain apart, but like learn about their culture, learn about
Yeah, of course.
where they're from. What do you do for fun? Or, what do you guys eat there? Or, like, do you guys have video games there? Or, different
Yeah.
weird, outlandish questions. But, yeah, I think that's cool and interesting that you're from, from Mexico. I'm not gonna try to pronounce the name of it because I know I'm gonna butcher it because. My brain is like half snot right now and half drugs up of medicine and stuff. So,
Don't worry.
but we're actually coming close to the end here, and I'm gonna say a little something. If you want to add something to it, you're more than welcome. So, audience, I'm addressing you now. So I thank you all for coming to the Get Around to It podcast. I know you guys are used to me saying in the beginning, but certain episodes I like to save it towards the end. Anywho, thank you for joining us. our guest here today. You know, I'm honored and happy to have them here. I got a graduate in, you know, we usually don't have someone who is, you know, above us. You know, we usually always have like people. No, I'm kidding. No, but it was a pleasure to have our guest here. And, but just like our guest, you yourself can succeed in anything that you put yourself in, any situation that you're in or anything that goes on in your life. Also remember that, you know, during these dark, gloomy times, that it's okay to, you know, reach out for help, because, you know, it doesn't make you weak or, you know, make you less of a man or less of a woman or any of that to reach out for help. But you know, there's professionals in this industry that can help you. But remember, the most important thing, you have to reach out for help. I've been your host, Anthony Brown, a.k.a. Little Trouble. Well, I can't say Little Trouble. Trouble Trouble. Flaming Flamboy. Whatever else name you want to call me. And my guest,
Fernanda.
And we out. Peace. Deuce. 22 Deuce Street. They can't see us, so they can't see my hands, so you don't have to worry about it.
Hi, Val. Thanks for having me, Anthony. I really appreciate that.
No problem.